in the studio this morning, we have a mother-daughter duo, and they are proving that a teenage daughter can work with her mom, and they've worked together on a book. It's called Little Vivian's Star-Filled Dream. So we want to welcome Carlo and Kyle Dawson to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So Kyle, you are 17.
Yes.
So in high school, and we've known your mom for a long time, so we think she's cool, and I know you think she's cool, but you're proving, right, that a mother and a daughter can work together at an age where sometimes there's some friction. Is
right.
that, am I correct on that or mistaken?
No, it's right.
It's right. Was there maybe a little bit of friction in writing the book? I don't know.
It's been a while.
I love the honesty.
Boy,
I love the honesty.
Kyle, we might want to interview you separate after this. You might be able to tell us some real stories. Man. Carlo, let's start with you. How did the idea for Little Vivian Star-Filled Dream come about?
Well, I'll say this. Actually, in 2018, let me just go back a little bit. So I was the chair of Juneteenth Rock Hill, and being the chair, I actually met a wonderful person, Pete Stone, and he came to me because I was at the at Food Truck Friday, selling my first book, one of my first books, and he asked me to actually go there and do Juneteenth storytelling. He wanted me to go to Chester for a workshop in Open Fields, which was started by Dr. Vivian Ayers Allen. And I couldn't go that year. I had already promised someone I would go, but I said, I will go next year. And when I went the following year and did Juneteenth storytelling, I met Dr. Vivian Ayers Allen. After doing storytelling, I was invited to go to her home and meet her. And we joke about when I went, I always take my children with me with storytelling. And when we went to her home, the first thing is my daughter and my son said, is she rich? Because she had, you know, an intercom. and so we went in her home, and it was literally a museum of just all these pictures and artwork and all the things her children had done. And the thing that, and her children, you may know some of her famous children, Felicia, Rashad, and Debbie Allen. And she, and also she talked about Tex Allen. And she just talked about all these things that her children did and how she supported her children. And it just made me think about what I was doing there with my own children and just how this story should be shared about her. Because it was just so amazing how she poured into her children and continue to pursue her dreams at the same time. And so I told Pete Stone, I said, I'm going to write a book about her. He was like, okay. I said, no, really. I'm going to write a book about her. So this is about 7 years later, but here's the book. And so I have my daughter who's illustrated the book.
Well, what do you hope? It's a children's book.
Yes.
So what's the hope there that young people will learn about Vivian Ayers, who hails from Chester County, with all the success that she's had? And that's not a knock on anybody, but we look at the people that have success, and a lot of us probably think they live in big cities and they have access to everything at their availability. She lives in Chester County, a very rural county in South Carolina.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you, I stepped out on a limb and I actually found some contact information, and I emailed Debbie Allen and Felicia Rashad. And excuse me, when I emailed them, the first thing that Debbie Allen said in the email is, make sure you talk about Chester. Make sure you talk about the richness of Chester, South Carolina, and make sure you talk about Brainerd Institute. And so she said, I want to make sure everyone knows you can be great anywhere, because that's one of the things that her mother shared with them daily, is that you can be great. This world is your playground, and let nothing stop you. And so that was something I definitely touched on. And just the history behind Brainerd Institute, because it was an African-American school that so many people saw as their as this rich place with rich teachers and culture, and Vivian Ayers Allen is a result of that, right? A product of that school. And thus we have these wonderful people who have poured into this world, and we are better because of what she's done there.
Mm. I love that message. No matter where you're from, again, you can have all the tools of success right there at your availability, or really nothing, or you have to work harder than maybe your peers, but you know, cream will always rise to the top, always.
That's right.
And that your talent will outshine no matter where you're from.
And we talk a lot on the show. We actually had Jennifer Sandler on earlier this week, who is with Historic Rock Hill, about being able to tell stories, and, you know, that we bring the next generation with us to be able to tell these stories. And I just love how you've done that with Kyle. And Kyle, when your mom came to you and said, "Hey, I've written this book," and she, of course, knew that you had a love of art. I was reading on the back that you have loved to do this since you were about 5 years old. What did you say when she said, "Hey, you know, I would like for you to help me with this and illustrate this"? What was your response, and kind of what did you do from there?
Well, I wasn't originally quite sure I was prepared, because I had to do it almost all in one day. But after I got through that first point, I realized, I can actually get this finished. So we ended up finishing it the first time. And then this year we went back to it and edited some things. And it was for the better. And it's made a difference in the book's quality already. It looks amazing.
Boy, Mom, you did not give her any kind of leeway on a deadline,
did you?
She
told it all, didn't she?
She sure did.
That's okay.
That's why I said I'd like to talk to Kyle later.
Yeah, okay. have a discussion with her later.
You got to keep them popping, right?
Right.
Kyle, when folks get their hands on this book, again, Little Vivian Starfield Dream, will tell you how you can get your hands on the book in a minute, and there's an event happening in March. We'll give you more details as well. You did this on your phone. The illustrations on your phone, kind of with your finger, right? Like there are apps that you can kind of draw with your fingers with some supportive tools. But I mean, this is pretty remarkable. I mean, if I did something like this, you wouldn't know what you were looking at. The ear would be on the head and the mouth would be at the foot. But so walk us through what that process is like for those that are not an artist, because it seems to us it comes across very naturally to you.
Well, my mom, she was the one who gave me all the information, the photos, and what I exactly need to put down on the phone. And it was, you know, very helpful for me since I wasn't quite sure in the beginning what I should, you know, be drawing. But she gave me all the guidance I needed to be able to draw everything. You separate everything by layer. You can draw the sketch by layer. I'm not a big sketch person, so I would just draw it, and then you put the color under it, and then on top, you can do some shading or some lighting, and it all really helps make it look the way it does.
And what was it like to work on this project with your mom?
Honestly, it went quite well. just knowing, like, you know, the amount of time, it went quite well, and it's been really good.
Well, I think it's beautiful too, because there's obviously some parallels here. You know, she talks about, I'm on this page right here where she talks about, you know, how she wanted Felicia, Deborah, and Tex to learn the lessons of independence and responsibility, and how she kind of raised them and brought them up as she married, you know, Andrew Allen, who was a dentist also in Chester. And you brought your daughter along. Mm-hmm. So you're not only writing or telling her story, but you're following her advice and really doing kind of what I said before, is bringing that next generation with you. Because at some point, if we don't do that and we don't help our children or tell them the stories are going to die. And so I just think it's a beautiful parallel. It's a beautiful story. I can't wait to read it.
I'm glad you caught that. You know, I went back and forth about different illustrators. This is like my fifth book, and I went back and forth, and I actually say that in the introduction, that this was done in the spirit of Dr. Vivian Ayers Allen. She poured into her children, and so on that day when I was invited back, I had my daughter and my son, and I said, there's so much that I see that I look up to her for. And I've never, and I was like, I never met her before, but once I met her, I just felt that, like you said, that parallel between my life and her life. And I felt like it's an, her, you know, we could talk about all the accolades that I put in here, because she is a Pulitzer Prize nominee. Her work was read in space by NASA astronauts. She wrote the book Hawk, which was re-released. She's still alive. She's 101 years old. I mean, her story is just amazing and rich. And she started Brainerd Institute Heritage, where you have workshop in open fields. She has it in Chester, South Carolina. So she came back to Chester to do that, to pour back into her, into her community. And, you know, I just saw the parallels there. And so I said, you know what, I have to have my daughter do it. I have to. I said, that's the only way for this to be right. And I'm glad she did it. And yes, I did rush her on that deadline. But you know what? Yeah. Here's the thing. If you don't have a deadline, you won't get it done.
That's right.
So that was the first thing. I was like, let's do that.
And Kyle, if art doesn't work, you could work in this field, because we always have to have deadlines and quick, and you could do it. So that maybe this could be your plan B. How about that?
And that's fine.
Now she's saying that, but I don't know. You know, her, I don't know. No, I'm being honest, because her lifelong dream has been to be an illustrator and a character animator. Mm-hmm. I mean, that has been her lifelong dream. And so her dream school is actually what?
The dream school is SCAD, but I do have other options. So
Savannah Art and Design.
So that's her dream school. But she has been looking at other schools as well, and she loves animals. And you know, I'm a proud mama. So, but she, I mean, that is just, she has been doing that. Like in the middle of the night, you'll catch her drawing. You'll see her out in public, and you never know, she might have a picture of you. You know, I mean, that's her. And so, I just feel like this is her moment, and so I just wanted to pour into her like Dr. Vivian Ayers Allen poured into her children.
Love that.
It's unbelievable. We're pushing up against a break, but the Little Vivian's Star-Filled Dream, the book release, is going to take place on Saturday, March the 1st at 5 p.m. at the law offices of Montrio Belton, right down the street from where we're located here at the Confederate Avenue. It's at Saluda Street, so it's 511 Saluda Street. Saturday, March the 1st, 5 p.m., the law offices of Montrio Belton. Carlo and Kyle Dawson, thank you so much for sharing your relationship with us and your talents with us as well. And you can go ahead and get your book orders now.
Yes, okay. You can pre-order. You can go to my website. It's my name, CarloLachelleDawson.com, CarloLachelleDawson.com. And of course, it's on Eventbrite as well.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.